Dreamscape presents Coming of Age in Jim Crow DC, Navigating the Politics of Everyday Life by Paula C. Austin, narrated by Ron Butler. Introduction. There is a dearth of traditional records for the thoughts and experiences of Black, poor, and working class folks, and this has informed their presence, their absence, and their misrepresentation in the historical record. As historian Cheryl Hicks notes, ordinary people rarely leave personal documents attesting to their lives and are often underrepresented in organizations and the press. Centering young Black people, too, has been difficult. Sources that allow for young people's voices are scarce and contested. This, of course, is even truer in the study of marginalized, poor, and working-class urban African-American youth, who are simultaneously seen as at risk and prone to criminality and deviance because of the ghetto's influences. But this historical manifestation, or lack thereof, is not solely a result of the scarcity of sources. Even in the revisionist period of the late 20th century, scholars generally avoided the daily lives, the consciousness, and the intellectual production of common folks in an effort to render a portrait of racial progress. Black intellectual histories have spotlighted the ideological framings of Black elites, many of whom had very conflicted feelings and ideas about Black folk. The histories produced in the period following the civil rights movement's legislative victories, in what was the social history turn, focused on assertions of Black human agency. This historiographical project to re/proclaim Black humanity, as historian Walter Johnson argues, resulted in a continuum of accommodation and resistance on which Black historical actions were positioned and judged to measure agency. While this may have been a necessary approach in the late 20th century, to write Black humanity as self-determination and resistance, it also delineated an optical field that ultimately obscured other things beyond the categories of the agency debates. Coming of Age in Jim Crow, D.C., offers alternative, complicated narratives of Black young people who lived in Washington, D.C. during the interwar period. Some were native Washingtonians, some were recent newcomers from parts south and east. Most lived in tight, overcrowded, and generally impoverished conditions. All were coming of age in the segregated U.S. Capitol. This project listens to Black, poor, and working class young people as thinkers,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?